Let's bring in Pat Pagano right now and take a look at a forecast that is variable at best. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, but it's not bad.
No, it's not bad, but it's not good either. It's not great. I mean, it's not bad, but it's not great.
It could always be worse.
Yeah, that's
think about
true.
It. 30 inches of snow in North Dakota. That was at the beginning of the week. And then, of course, that storm came here and dropped up to 18 inches in northern New York. So, again, it could always be worse. But we'll have some sun today with a high of 60. That's not bad because the normal at this time of the year is 63.
Yeah.
Partly cloudy, low 40s tonight. So not as cold as this morning. Partly sunny and breezy, 65 to 70 Friday. There's bonus weather. Sun and clouds, mid-60s Saturday, second day of bonus weather. And then a little early drizzle Sunday, otherwise cloudy, 55 to 60. If the warm front goes by Sunday, your 55 to 60 could easily be in the 70s. So it all hinges on a warm front on Sunday. So we shall see what happens. We have one more day to look at that and work on that.
You're right. It doesn't sound that bad after all.
No, it doesn't. No.
It's going to give my time. The mud is really starting to dry up around the house.
That's a good thing.
It is a good thing, I tell you.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than putting a crutch into mud and it sinking down about 6 inches, and then you got to pop it out. And then you get inside and you got to clean up all the mud.
Yeah, well, you know, this to me is still more like March than April.
Yeah, it is. You're absolutely right. It is.
It really is. But we're moving along. And, you know, so is everything else. I can't say that yesterday was too rough of a day because it wasn't. The wind was still a factor yesterday. Otherwise, I would have been outside trying to get some things done. I have to fix the gate. And I just said, you know what? Later for this, it's too windy. It'll wait to either today or tomorrow. That's all.
You know, I noticed the wind when I was leaving. We have the ramp that comes up the back, a handicap ramp. And I guess the elevation that goes up is probably about 5 feet, okay? Five and a half feet. I come out and I open up the door to leave, right? And the door shuts in my face. All right. So I open it up again and I get out there. And boy, is it windy. I mean, really windy. I had to fight the wind. By the time I got down and I was protected on ground level by the town hall in our building, there was no wind. So I was protected. But then I got home, got out of the car, and you know how you start to open the door?
Right.
And the wind took the door. Like I had an automatic door opener and woof, opened it up. Yeah, it was really windy. It died down later in the afternoon, but it was windy, I'll tell you, around noontime.
Oh, yeah. I thought the whole day was windy because even when I went outside to bring in the one barrel, it was already on its side. And that was like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening. So, and then it calmed down, and of course, it cooled off, got chilly. And that's the end of that. And I really didn't... I'm trying to think. Did I watch anything yesterday? No, I didn't. I didn't watch anything yesterday. I didn't have the time. I did my yoga. And we'll see if I get to my yoga class today because the service people are coming for the skylight between 2 and 3. My yoga class is 4. I have a feeling that I'm going to wind up missing it today. But my skylight in the bathroom has a remote, and it's not working at all. I climbed up there. I tried resetting it. Nothing at all. So it's under warranty, and they're sending somebody down today or somebody up today from Long Island to look at this and see what's going on. And he said to me, well, you know, if it's the motor, you're under warranty. I said, yeah. He said, I just want you to know that it's very rare that the motor goes. Okay. He said, if it is an electrical problem, he said, we're going to have to charge you a service charge, and then you're going to have to get an electrician. Great. So I will hold my breath and see what happens.
Well, I had a good experience with a national company yesterday.
Okay.
I had a little chip in my windshield. It was been there for about 2 years. Well, the car sits a lot during the wintertime, and the temperatures have gone from really cold to warm, cold, warm, cold, warm. So when I looked at it about a week ago and started it up, that little chip turned into a crack that went just right across the window. So now it's a car that has all the safety gadgets in it and everything like that, even though it's 2013. So the local guy I used to use subs that out. So I called SafeLight. Now, I have no stock in SafeLight. I have no monetary interest. I called them, and the earliest I could get an appointment was yesterday. Fine. I left them all my insurance information online and blah, 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 blah. So yesterday I got two texts from the guy keeping me updated, Pat, when he was going to be there.
Wow.
So now he gets there. All he does is ask me to leave the car unlocked, okay? So I left the car unlocked. He comes, gets there exactly when he said he would get there, at noontime. At 1 o'clock, I see his van pulling away.
Uh-oh.
I say to myself, what happened? Something must have gone wrong. And as he's pulling away, I get a text. Your car is complete. The windshield's in. I recommend you not drive it for at least 3 or 4 hours to let everything set. I reset all your safety things, and your insurance will cover the full bill. The full bill would have been $588.
Whoa.
The glass insurance covered it all. Now, that is a great experience. I didn't even have to see the guy. He got the job done at my side. I didn't have to drive anyplace. And then he texted me the full thing of what was done.
That is really incredible. I remember one time I had to call a similar person. I remember him coming down. And within a half hour, he had the old windshield out, the new windshield in. And likewise, he said the same thing. You don't owe us a penny. Your insurance will cover the whole thing. So it's worth it to get that glass.
It adds like $12 a year to your car insurance.
Big deal.
Yeah, big deal for when something like this happens. And the reason it takes an hour nowadays is because they have that thing. They have to program once again and fix all your safety features because they all are hung there on the glass.
Right.
So that's why it takes a little longer. But what a great experience. And yeah, I'll be honest with you, the guy, Sheldon Glass, who does all my glass work, whether it's my home or the car, like I said, he does a great job. But with all this stuff, with all this new electronics and computer stuff, I figured, well, let me give this a shot, see what happens. So it was great. I thought I'd have to get out of my chair. I thought I'd have to, nothing. I just sat there and like a blob, like I felt like Jabba the Hutt. I just sat there watching it all go on.
Well, that's great. Isn't it nice to have things go smoothly?
Boy, it's nice when that happens. It really is. It really is. Because you never know. You just never know. So it worked out fine. But, you know, these skylights, sorry, Pat, these skylights where you have the auto. If I was going to install a skylight, first of all, I don't like skylights. I know they give light. You can install things called light tunnels now.
I've seen those, yeah.
But the motors, they always malfunction. They always malfunction. You know, get the ones that you have, that the long stick that just you put up there and you do it yourself.
And you just open it, yeah.
Honest to gosh, I know it's nice to have that, but come on. I mean, you know what they're going to say when they look at it. You know, oh, it's the electrical, it's going to be blah, 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 blah. You know that's going to be the thing.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Yeah. Oh, well, you'll find out later on today, and we'll know tomorrow.
Yeah.
You'll fill us in tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm holding my breath, but we shall see. They sounded pretty nice on the phone, considering they're coming up from Long Island. That's quite a hike. They're all the way out there on Long Island, too. They're out in Suffolk County.
Yeah, but so. I bet you the guy, when he got the assignment to do this, said, yeah, I got a day off from work. Because most of it's just going to be driving up to your house and probably spending like 45 minutes looking at it. And then the drive back, you'll probably stop and get something to eat on the way back.
Well, remember now, they said between 2 and 3.
Yeah.
So that means let's say he's going to get here at 2:30, he's got to leave Long Island about 1.
Yeah.
And let's just say he gets here at 2:30 and he leaves here at 4. He's probably not getting back to Long Island until after 6 because of rush hour traffic.
Yeah, but it's still like he just...
Yeah, he's got the whole afternoon, I got you.
He's in the car listening to tunes, talking on the phone with his friends, his wife, his family, whatever.
And then he gets to meet me.
That's right, he gets to meet the great Pat Pagano.
Yeah, there you go.
And you can even give him a forecast for his ride home.
I'm not mentioning a word before they charge me more.
That's right. All right, Pat, I'll check with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.